Welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And we now are going to go back to South Bend, Indiana for Notre Dame Weekly Football Report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And again, we want to thank our sponsor weekly of our Notre Dame Football Report, and that's Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, good evening to you. Happy Thanksgiving. I know you're ready for football and a lot of turkey.
Well, Coach, I am ready for football, but I'm up in Minneapolis with my grandkids, Otto and Nita. They're my daughter's twins, my daughter Lisa's twins, and they are just as cute as can be. They're growing like weeds, and they're very smart. Not like their grandfather. They're very smart young kids, and we're having a ball with them, having a lot of fun.
Well, you had a lot of fun last Saturday. Notre Dame 45, Wake Forest 7. You're sort of not relaxed, but it was nice to have a game that wasn't close, Frank.
Well, Coach, it's true. Notre Dame had 450 yards total offense, passing 313. What was good about that is Sam Hartman had a nice day. He had 277 yards, but also Steve Angeli came in and was 3 for 3 with a touchdown. People are very excited about that. Hopefully, he'll be getting a chance to really compete for the job next year. They also rushed the ball for 137 yards, which isn't huge, but Estime had 115 of those with a touchdown. Coach, he is a really strong player, a guy who is hurdling people, spinning, driving his knees. He plays low to the ground, reminds a lot of people of Jerome Bettis. Maybe not as bulky as Jerome was. Jerome had probably 240 pounds, 245 pounds, and Estime is probably in the neighborhood of around 225 to 235. Leaner, has some really good speed, and I think he's going to be a good NFL player in a year or two, maybe sooner than a year or two. We don't know. That's one of the things that is driving a lot of teams a little batty, not knowing what guys are going to stay and what aren't. But defensively, Notre Dame played a great game as well. They held Wake Forest to just 232 total yards, 98 passing, and 134 passing, and only the other way around, Coach, 134 rushing and 98 yards passing. That's a really low amount. The defense really played great. At the half, it was 17 to 7. Still a ball game, but Irish scored 2 in the third quarter and 2 in the fourth to make it 45-7, really put them away. And it was great, Coach, because it was Senior Day. And Senior Day, as you know, is a celebration of the athletes, the student-athletes, spending 4 years at Notre Dame and completing their degree and playing the top football that they can play in the country, really. With our schedule, we're playing some of the greatest teams in the country. But also, Coach, I think a way for guys to really have a great experience academically and socially maturing with some great other students at their sides so that they can learn from them and those students can learn from the athletes as well. So a Senior Day, to me, is a really great way to celebrate the 4 years of hard work on the athletic field and also in the classroom. You know, there's some controversy now where you have transfers from the portal coming in, celebrating Senior Day as well. You know, things have changed in college football so much and so fast that it's hard to kind of put a handle on this. Should those guys be able to celebrate Senior Day as well when they may have only been in the school for about 4 or 5 months? That's a question that they're going to have to address. It's nice that they celebrate with the other guys, but should they get the full honors that the 4 year seniors get? You know, it's you bring out your family. I remember my son played his last game at the University of Michigan. We had family day out there with Brady Hoke, And we couldn't have been prouder to watch our son on the field for 4 years and also to reach academic excellence and graduating from the University of Michigan. It was a great accomplishment. And I know that my parents were very excited when I graduated from Notre Dame as well. So it's kind of a tongue twister there, mind twister about whether they should allow these transfers just recently to come onto the field. But, you know, it's all one, all in all, it's the way college football is nowadays. And they want to make it as complete a team as they possibly can. So I guess they allow it. But maybe there'll be some changes in the future, Coach.
We'll see what happens with that. As you mentioned, there's been a lot of changes in college football. I see your point on that 100%. But we don't have time to discuss whys and this and that because we got to talk about Thanksgiving, which will be the Notre Dame team will probably celebrate in South Bend and then load on a plane and fly out west to play Stanford.
Well, Coach, that's true. I was talking with James, and he was telling us that a lot of times what they do in these Thanksgiving games is they'll have a Thanksgiving dinner as a team at the dining hall or at the new facility, the Goog at Notre Dame, where they have the athletic offices and a lot of the locker room activities and where they prepare meals there and give them to kids as far as training table is concerned. But this is going to be an opportunity for the guys to get together in a relaxed atmosphere with the Thanksgiving turkey and the dressing and all the other things that go along with such a great American tradition. And then they'll jump on a plane and be out in California. Now, when I was playing again in California back in the early 70s, this was a 4-day trip. And it was a time that we would get to spend at Disneyland at the time and be able to go to Universal Studios. For so many guys coming from the East Coast or the Midwest, they had never been out to California in those days. So it was a real thrill to see some of the unique things that happen only in California. And, of course, to see the beaches have great meals. They made it a very nice. It was almost like a bowl atmosphere every time we were out there playing in Southern California. It was a really neat visit. Now, they try to do the same thing with the Stanford game. However, after the Stanford game, there's still going to be a strong possibility that Notre Dame is going to go to a good bowl game. They have a golden opportunity if they beat this Stanford team who's struggling. Coach, they are struggling, but I tell you what, they do have some good football players. Daniels is their quarterback who's thrown for over 2,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. But also, Coach, he's their leading rusher as well. He has almost 300 yards rushing. And the second team quarterback is the second leading rusher. So they have some good athletes out there. They have great receivers. And Amaior, I believe is how it's pronounced, he has almost 1,000 yards receiving with 6 touchdowns, and Bachmeier is another guy who has 36 catches for 409 yards. That's a pretty good passing attack. Defensively, they have Bernardell at linebacker with 76 tackles. Sinclair has 68. Wright has 60. They have a good Cardi is a good kicker, Coach. He's 20 for 23 in field goals. They have great sacking potential. So I see this as a team that Notre Dame can't fool around with. They need to go out there, focus on their business, making sure that they win and they win strongly. And they celebrate the year by focusing in on Stanford, beating them, and getting ready for the next phase, which will be the bowl games. And, Coach, we can talk about that in a few seconds if you like.
Well, I tell you, the bowl games, who knows? They've got to get that 9th win to qualify for each win means such a difference as far as what bowl your game to go to. I know you like a couple of bowls. You like the Liberty Bowl. You like bowl games that you played in at one time, Frank. And You know, one thing about Notre Dame when it comes to a bowl game, they always bring a crowd because they have always a following. Their home team, no matter where they play, Frank. And I think that's really true. Important to bowl directors as far as getting somebody who brings a crowd. And the audience on TV is always big, too.
Well, Coach, I think talking with James, he brought up a pretty good point. James Amade, he was talking about the possibility of playing LSU in the old Outback Bowl, which is in Tampa area. And I think it's called the Reliant Quest Bowl now. But if you can imagine Brian Kelly, who left Notre Dame to go to LSU with Daniels as their quarterback and great receivers at LSU, this could be a real barn burner of a bowl game. The problem that you run into, and Notre Dame is going to be bring in a lot of people. I mean, they'll drag people from New York, from Chicago, from as far west as Kansas City, maybe even California to that game. They want to see the Irish play and they want to see the Irish win. There's a couple of things though that we need to look at. And one of them is, are these players going to play, like Joe Alt, Blake Fisher? These are two potential first round picks. Chris Tyree, will he come back to Notre Dame? Estime, is he another one? He's had a great career at Notre Dame as a junior now. But one of the things he has to think about, Coach, as a running back, what is your life expectancy? And, you know, one good shot from one of these linebackers or defensive linemen in the wrong place, and you know, you have a bad knee after that. And that's something they have to think about. Will Sam Hartman play? I think he will, because I think he wants to improve his outlook on what the scouts look at him and say, hey, he can play in the NFL. I mean, he's a good thrower. He's not real big. He's not super strong when it comes to going for that first down, like a Jalen Hurts did yesterday in that game against Kansas City. I mean, he just rooted them out for those first downs and touchdowns. Sam Hartman isn't quite like that, but he is a good football player and has a great head on his shoulders. And I think that he'll probably play. So we'll have to see. There's other questions out there too, Coach. And one of them is Marcus Freeman the guy to lead ND to the national championship? And I think some people still have some questions out there. And of course, he needs a lot more experience to get at the top of his game. Will Gerard Parker be back as the offensive coordinator? Because they had, in some ways, a bit of a shoddy offense in some of the games. And the last thing is, Al Golden, is he going to take a head coaching job at one of these new openings, maybe in the Big Ten or maybe at a place like Syracuse? He's an East Coast guy. He's been a head coach twice before. He's at an age where he's primed to be a head coach. And Notre Dame will lose a lot of experience if he leaves, because he's been somebody with that defense that's kind of kept the ship afloat. So we'll see, Coach. There's a lot going on, and James and I have been chewing the fat over this. And he's wondering, because, you know, he loves Notre Dame football and he wants it to be as strong as possible. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, Frank, we covered a lot. And again, I want to wish you and James, of course, we thank James always for his comments and all his information he brings you for you to share with us here on our Notre Dame Football Report. And again, we want to wish all of you out there, our listeners, and also you, Frank, and your family, the Notre Dame football team, a very happy, happy Thanksgiving. I'm glad you're up in Minnesota with your grandchildren and so on. I don't think things will change much as far as your football life up there, but I know it's always great to be with your family, as a lot of you people out there that are listening will be. So, Frank, again, thank you for listening. We'll be back with you next week with our Notre Dame football report.
Coach, thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. He's our guest every week with our Notre Dame Football Report, brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com, that's stnsports.com, for more information. So again, I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up. When we come back, we're going to try with Lindley LaRocque, head women's basketball coach from UNLV. Their plane, we're hoping, has landed in San Diego. They're down to play in a tournament. and we'll find out about the coach who's undefeated 4-0, and find out what's happening this season. So I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show from Las Vegas. We'll be right back.